credit scoring methodology. The predictive score is based on unique trade data gathered by participating affiliates. The scoring model predicts late payments and severe delinquency, looking forward 6 months. The predictive variables include current aging status, historical aging, including trends and variance in payment trends, and other business characteristics. Key facts. Risk rate definition. In this situation, the model predicts the probability that more than 25% of the firm's total balance will be 90 plus days past due over the next 6 months. Predictive data. In this situation, the score leverages 12 months of historical trade data to predict future behavior. This includes aging dollars, percentage, business credit tenure, and historical aging trends. In the development of the model, over 1,000 predictive attributes were considered with the final models, including between 28 and 35 unique variables. Predictive variables. The total dollar balance. This is the total dollar amount and percentage of balance that is current, past due, 60 plus days past due, and 90 plus days past due. Maximum balance over the previous 12 months that is current, past due, 60 plus days past due, and 90 plus days past due. Standard deviation in current and past due balances. Business tenure on the database. Age of oldest credit. Business location, state. Credit score output. This credit score ranges 450 to 850. As the score increases, the credit risk decreases. The probability of risk doubles with every 40-point drop in the score. Score class. 1. Very low risk, score range 760 to 850. 2. Low risk, score range 700 to 759. 3. Low to moderate risk, score range 630 to 699. 4A. High risk, score range 560 to 629. 4B. Very high risk, score range 500 to 559. 5. Extreme risk, score range 450 to 499. NA. This means that the score is not available. Here are NA descriptions. 996 means that the firm current payment status already meets the risk definition with 25% of total balance and 90 plus days past due. 997 means that the firm has a bankrupt date on file within the last 24 months. 999 means that the firm has fewer than 3 trade experiences within the last 12 months. Score commentary. This score includes up to 3 score factors that provide the most significant negative factors that lower the firm's score. Indicators that are typically important in retail credit scoring models. What variables or indicators that are typical to the retail segment of credit scoring? To answer the question of what are the main determinants of default are, it is necessary to design a model specification containing the right variables. The following information concentrates on those variables that most frequently come from the relevant literature. They have 2 common features. First, is their soundness in helping to estimate the probability of default of an applicant. Second, is their explanatory power. When a credit scoring method is employed to analyze a loan application, the variables can be divided into 4 main categories. The first category contains demographic indicators. These variables typically do not have the highest importance, but they are useful in capturing various regional, gender, and other relevant differences. For example, it is often found that older women are less risky than young men. In general, the risk of default decreases with age and is also lower for married applicants with dependents. Homeowners also represent a less risky category. This is due to having a house as collateral. Relations like this can help to better discriminate between good or bad applicants. The second category contains data on a financial situation. When considering a loan application, a bank needs to know what other available resources a household has, what its incomes and costs are, and consequently, from these items of information, also, what the realistic or potential maximum possible monthly payment is. The importance of these variables is evident. The source of income and employment status constitutes the third set of variables. Typically, in developed countries, a large proportion of people are self-employed, and this category frequently receives a lower score in the assessment of loan applications than employed people. This is due to the fact that stability of employment may provide a sign of stability of payments. The character and length of employment are also decisive factors. Mainly, the frequent change of low-skilled jobs invites a low score. The behavioral characteristics of the fourth category are the first-rate information that can be used for credit scoring. This type of information significantly lowers the problem of asymmetric information between a bank and a client. If a client has some history with a bank, then that bank can easily verify that information. For example, the history of average balances in a checking account, the inflow and outflow of money from that checking account. The bank knows if the client has already had a loan, whether this loan was successfully repaid, or whether it involved some problems. Banks often share this type of information, since previous default or delinquency is a serious determinant of future problems with repaying debts. The existence, type, and value of collateral are also a part of the category. Collateral is often a key, and in the case of certain loans, is the dominant factor in determining a bank's lending decision. Collateral is also a forceful factor in a client's decision to repay the debt. From this point of view, real estate serves as the best collateral. The threat of losing one's house in the event of default is a critical factor for a client.